Sandy, would you come up here? I gave you zero heads up notice. And Abby, would you come up here? I gave her like 1 minute heads up notice earlier. And anyone else who has a freedom testimony, in Jesus' name, we're gonna have Abby start here. Abby made the mistake of testifying at house church about what she did. And I was like, oh, you get a share Sunday. This is gonna be so great.
No, he said, if you share tonight, I won't make you share.
I see what I did. It was a bait and switch. So she was so brave to share. And I was like, I'm sorry. Could you share again today? It was so good. So Abby Smoot, everybody.
Hi. When Jamie and I got married, we had 3 miscarriages in the first 2 years of our marriage. And I said I was going to bring some Kleenexes up. It took us another almost 2 years to get pregnant. And thank you. When she was born, Jamie came into the room and he's like, we have a baby. And I was like, yeah, but she's alive. Like, it just blew my mind that she was alive. And the first time that Jamie left the house after she was born, I just like cried because I convinced myself he was gonna get into a car wreck and die or something, and just kind of kept waiting for the other shoe to drop. And I just kind of moved on with life and I didn't really think too much about it, but she just turned a year, and about that time I realized that it just had gotten to the point where I was just scared to even pray for growth in my relationship with the Lord, because I was terrified that the only way he was going to do that was to take something from me or someone from me. And so they prayed over me at house church and prayed over just that fear and just released from that. And I just feel like this huge weight has been lifted off of me. Just so much joy.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good job. Good job.
Good job. I haven't even talked to Sandy. She shared a story with Lizzie last week.
I shared several.
You shared. Could you just share with us from your heart, please?
I knew I was in trouble. You know, I've been a Christian for, since I was 6 years old. And I've grown up in the church. But it's amazing how you can reach a point in your life that you really didn't know what you thought you knew. But I've spent a lot of time feeling like nothing. And because I can't pray. I can't sing. I can't prophesy. I can't, you know, I'm nothing in the church. But I'm learning that we are all part of a body. You know, your hand. You know, a hand is not just a hand. There's lots of parts in there that make that hand work. And the one thing that I know how to do is love. I can love you like no other. But even a heart is not one thing. A heart is 4 chambers. And blood vessels and muscles, and it takes a lot to make it work. So I've learned that I can be the Father's heart. But I am also learning that sometimes, and I do this with my own family, my brothers and my sisters, they'll say something that hurts me, but it's because it's of me, it's not of them. But I have to remember, and I have to tell myself, physically tell myself, I have to look at their heart. Because with their heart, they mean me no harm. They mean me no hurt. They mean good for me. So I encourage everybody, look at each other's hearts. That's where love begins. That's where the Lord lives. Look at each other's hearts. And then we won't be offended by all these stupid things that don't matter.
Yes, that's right. Amen. Amen. Good job. Good job.
Thank you. Tasha Brandt, everybody.
So in our house church last Sunday, we were talking about being intentional to give testimony of God's goodness, which is something that I struggle with. I think I'm a positive person, but I don't vocalize to others like what God's doing, and I just keep it to myself and just maybe mull over it and think about it. So I knew as soon as you were asking for freedom testimonies that I knew I needed to share. This week, emotionally, in our home and in our family, there's been just ups and downs and ups and downs. Lots of good things, but then lots of not so good things. And Friday morning, I woke up and I was spending some time with the Lord, and he really convicted me about the need that I had to forgive somebody that had done wrong against our family because of my inability to forgive that person. It was holding me in bondage, making me bitter, making my family bitter, just because it was just kind of circulating that anger and that bitterness and that unforgiveness. And so it was only the Lord that allowed me to be able to forgive this person, because that's definitely not something I could come up with on my own. And so the freedom that I felt from that has just been like a huge weight that God lifted off of me. And so that's it. I don't know.
Amen. Good job. Good job. Good job. Good job. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.